Hey everybody, this is Jeff Peterson. This is the Interstate of Music podcast, and we're doing it from a special place here in Fort Worth, Texas, from Billy Bob's. We're actually in the green room, and this is our guest, Drake Milligan. Drake, thanks for being back on the podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
I'll tell you what, this is crazy because you played back at Interstate Music on September 10th of last year, yep. and here we sit, and I was telling Casey, who's behind that camera, there's no way we're going to miss seeing you play at Billy Bob's, because back then you were talking about Billy Bob's being kind of that important place for you because this is where you're from.
Yep.
So tell me about some of the experiences you've had that are around Billy Bob and country, Billy Bob's
well,
country
music. I mean, we grew up like this is the place to go.
Yeah.
All the like, especially the Texas music guys, you know, I saw like Pat Green here, Aaron Watson, a ton of times, Cody Johnson, Wade Bowen, Randy Rogers, like all the Texas guys. And it's just legendary. It's been here forever, and everybody's played here. It was like, this is like kind of the spot to be on a Friday night. Anybody within like 30 minutes, you just kind of like, doesn't really matter who's playing Billy Bob's, you go. And we used to come here and get kicked out all the time, but that's another story.
I bet there's a lot of stories.
Well, they're notorious, but you know, back in the day, Billy Bob's was rough. Like, there was fights. Like, his place was, but then they really heightened up security, and they really cut on, like, especially like, you know, and I've been too young to be drinking a beer, you know.
Maybe
I just want to hold the beer and tell the girls that, you know, we're older than women.
Right, yeah, I get that game.
We weren't drinking.
Just holding beers. We were holding beers and dumping some out. So it looked like you were drinking beers. I get it. You're an angel. So you're here for sound check. You walked in, and the reality of the fact that you're actually playing here. Having the date booked is one thing.
Yeah.
But the morning you wake up today and all of a sudden you walk in and the stage, it's your stage.
Yeah.
What's been going through your head today?
You know, I didn't really think about it too much.
Well, you just ruined that whole
You're showing up at a gig. You're showing up at a gig like any other gig. And you're just kind of sound check. You're just, you know, trying to get your monitor sounding good.
Yeah.
And you're trying to assess everything. But then you can sit around and look, man, this is like, it's really cool. And but it feels there's all good feelings here. Like it feels kind of like home, right?
Well, it should. You've been here so many times.
And the stage isn't the thing. The thing that's cool about Billy Bob's is it's a honky tonk. It's the world's largest and it's a huge place, but it still feels like a honky tonk. You have the low ceiling, like you have it. Just feels like very homely, like this. And the stage doesn't feel too like crazy big or anything,
right?
You still feel like you're kind of right there with your band.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't feel like home.
Right.
Really, it feels like home. So.
And you're going to have a lot of, you know, friends, family, people that you've known for a lot of years out in that crowd. And that's, you know, as you've kind of started to move forward with your career in a rocket trajectory.
Oh, yeah.
That's not something that people have been able to probably go out and see some of your success and some of your shows. There's a lot of people out there. Does that change it, the way that you're going to go out there and kind of look out there and have it hit you? Or are you kind of like, I've got to just go out there and play that show the way it's any other show and let it play out? Will you let some emotions hit you?
Oh yeah. You kind of feed off. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing to more people now. Like we're playing to a lot more people. So it's more fun. You know, well, a year ago today, it's Ryan's birthday. Ryan, my guitar player,
yeah.
His birthday.
Today. Yeah. Happy
and
birthday.
A year ago today, we spent his birthday in Columbia, Missouri, opening for an artist, and we had about three people show up.
Ouch.
Literally about three people.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, we were sitting there talking today. It's like, man, it's crazy how the difference a year can make, you know?
Yep.
It's like, now we're playing to thousands of people here in Billy Bob's.
Yeah.
Like, and we're the headliner.
And I think part of who you are and the way you've gone through, there's a grind to your industry. And if you skipped that, you know, the appreciation of shows like this just wouldn't be as meaningful if you didn't play in front of three people, you know? And I think that's part of it. You know, the rocket trajectory, that's one thing. But how you got here in the length of time and the stint that you've been putting through Nashville, the time that you were putting it through writing songs, figuring that whole, who you wanted to be as an artist, might've been the blessing, you know, being able to kind of settle into yourself.
I totally agree. And being able to cut this record and get this record right. And cut these 14 songs is like being able to do it right. And, just Yeah, like you said, just get out there on the road and have those gigs where we played to nobody, but there were rehearsals, you know?
Yeah.
And you learn how to sing to those three people like they're
Right.
3,000, you
Yep.
know? And so it is a blessing to be able to go out there and get it right, so that when the time does come, you don't feel, you know, I think it's a lot of what I do. Like here today, I don't feel, you know, I'll be nervous like right before I go on, but I don't feel like, oh my gosh, this is too big.
Right.
You know, I don't feel like, oh my gosh, this is too, like, I'm like, man, this, you know, this is great. We could play with a bunch of people
Yeah.
and we have a great show.
Yep.
So we can go out there and have fun.
And so you released the album on September 15th, so it's only been out for a week and a half or something like that. And it is getting a ton of legit play and a legit love from the fans. And I think, yeah, you had your stint on TV, so everybody, you know, that's the trajectory, that rocket trajectory. But it still comes down to the music. You know, if you have one good song that they heard on TV, it fizzles fast. But this album that you came out with, I mean, it is 14 songs. And I said it on your 5-song EP. I'm like, it's banger after banger after banger. And now it's like 14 bangers. Am I going to hear anybody else on the radio in the next 6 months except for Drake Milligan?
I hope not.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Well, it's been the dream. The dream has been to go to radio. We've been
Yeah.
lucky to do that, you know, in the lab. We went to radio this past Monday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were second most added. We had 30 ads in the first day. So it's like crazy. The hometown station here at KSCS
Yeah.
96.3 picked it up. So it's like, it's like the dream's kind of coming true, but it just makes you want to do it more,
Yeah.
right? And it just makes you look onward and try to be like, all right, what's the next record?
Now I know you've got a lot more
Oh yeah.
songs in the hopper that are just sitting there, and how tough is it to have picked the 14 that you picked from the ones that you've had? Because I think I read you some of these songs you had back in 2018,
Yeah.
2019, and we're just sitting there waiting for the right timing. How soon do you start to bring some of that stuff out? I don't know what the
Yeah.
music industry says is the way to do it, but I
I
mean.
don't know if there's any right. It depends, I think, on, you know, how well, you know, if you're blasting off, if you're like, you got to strike while the iron's hot. So
Yeah.
if, you know, we're lucky enough to where this really does well. But then again, you know, it's a weird time. It's a weird time in music because people consume music so much differently, and that they, you know, you have every record ever made right here.
Right.
And so you a new record comes out and you listen to it 24/7. Where it used to be, you know, you buy a
That's why I
CD
want your
player.
next that's why I want your next album to go.
Exactly.
I already know all the
You
words to these
listen to it
songs,
over and
and
over
they'll
again.
be in my rotation, but I want
And that's
more.
why if you're now if you're a really successful artist and you have an album full of, you know, like you say, bangers,
Yeah.
then that's when it goes off in the atmosphere. It's like Morgan Wallen, the biggest record in country music in the last few years has been
Yeah.
that double album with
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
It's like still number one.
Yeah.
Like I think it's the longest charting Billboard album
Oh, it's
right now,
insane. It's insane.
because it's like 20 something songs of nothing but hits.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, for somebody like that like takes you to that restaurant. So it could be a conversation of like, all right, let's like put out another record, because
Yeah.
I could kind of move this thing.
There's more cities in the state of Texas you can name it
Yeah,
after.
exactly. I could exactly. Yeah, next up in San Antonio,
There you
just, you
go.
know. But you know, they could. We definitely could. You know,
Yeah.
it's a conversation to have. I think it'd be better to go in and cut sooner than later.
Yeah,
I think
agreed.
so.
And
Rather than just let this get stale.
the thing is, I hear so much from songwriters about working with you. And for you to be such a young, up and coming, you know, hot artist right now, for the songwriters that have been doing it for 25, 30 years, talking about you as somebody that they believe in, huge credit to just who you are as a person. Forget the whole industry and the skills and everything. If you were not a great just person, they wouldn't talk about you like that. It'd just be a job. It'd be a song. They hope that it cuts. They hope it goes number one so they can make money. I have more songwriters talking about you as a person. So credit to you on
No.
all of it and the relationships that you've been building with the people that kind of built
Yeah.
the
It's
foundation that you're
all about
standing on.
respect.
Yeah.
It's all about respecting. their time, their abilities, man. You just gotta realize you can't, like, I there's no it's not like I wrote this record. I co-wrote it, but
Yeah.
I also co-wrote it with guys that have written a ton of number one songs
Yeah.
and been running some of my favorite songs, and they know how to do it. So I can take ideas to them. It's not like I'm going in there and do anything special. I'm just kind of like going in there and bringing an idea to them and watching them write that idea, and learning from that.
How much were you songwriting and doing that prior to this kind of trajectory, where now that you're going to be out there touring and playing this album, are you going to miss those opportunities to kind of break down and sit down and just write more
Yeah, well,
music?
I'm gonna miss, you kind of what we call like a lunch pail songwriter, guys like Bryce Long,
Yeah,
we
Bryce.
love.
We love BL.
But like Bryce is like that's his job, man,
Yeah.
and he's every day of the week he's going into town, and we call him lunch pail songwriters, and he
Yeah.
just writes songs, and it's a great life, man, and
Yeah.
I envy those guys, just to like go just write songs every day.
Yep.
It's a grind, it's a
Yep.
grind. Bryce is still like totally grinding it out every
Yeah.
day. And guys like Mark Nesler too
Yeah.
is grinding out every day, and so it's definitely you gotta you it's nice to be in that kind of position to
Right.
grind, but I don't know. I mean, I would love to. I've got so many songs stacked up already from years in Nashville that
Yeah.
I would love to just be able to cut some of those and cut some outside songs too.
Yeah.
Just be able to like to dig into their catalogs and find some good songs.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me the time. I mean, you're about ready to go on the stage and play Billy Bob's, which is bucket list stuff for you. And I'm just happy that I got a chance to just come out here and see it. From the last podcast, as soon as you said it, I'm like, if he ever gets to play that place, I'm going. I'm going. No matter what happens, I'm going.
And you
So
gotta leave your shirt out.
I got I did. I just bought I mean, I felt like I had to get a shirt with snaps in order to do this podcast with you. So I did that. They're not cheap, by the way. They're not cheap. But they're super soft. So thanks for doing it. Thanks for continuing to just do country music the right way, in my opinion, and keep being who you are, because everybody around you appreciates that about you. I mean, your band, amazing guys in your band, and it's a credit to the way that you've been handling everything. So great to be here. Thanks for taking the
Thank you.
time. It's been awesome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, buddy. This has been the podcast, Interstate of Music. Casey was almost gonna hit the off button. I didn't even have my outro.
He's got the guns out.
Let's go.
Quick jam.
Boom. All right, we're out of here.